This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Okay, check this out. The real agenda now of the so-called Democratic Socialists in America, which is a rising communist group. They just use a fake label, fake name, of course. They call themselves Democratic Socialists. That's in the same way that the, you know, China, communist China, they call themselves the People's Republic of China, and they claim that they're a socialist country. Right. They do. They say they're socialists. No, they're communists. Same thing with these so-called Democratic Socialists in America. And here's their platform. This is what will blow your mind. This came out because this woman, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she beat, some Democratic white guy in New York, right, for his seat. She beat him in the primary. And she's probably going to win the election because it's New York City, right? It's a bunch of communists for the most part there in that section. Her platform is as follows. Just get a load of this. Her platform is no borders, no prisons, no profits. All right, now let's break this down, because this is Venezuela in a nutshell, sort of. I mean, for the most part, okay? Let's save the no borders for last. Let's talk about no prisons and no profits, and let's actually start with no profits. No profits means ending the free market system, where you're not allowed to make a profit. You're not allowed to run a business. Why? Because the central communist government tells you what to make and what not to make. You know, what they tell you what to do with your factory, with your business, everything. They set all the wages. They tell you what you can and cannot produce. They set all the prices. The system doesn't work. You get Venezuela. You know why Venezuela has no toilet paper? Because the government of Venezuela took over the paper-making factory, and all the people who knew how to make paper fled the country, and now the government's running it into the ground, i.e. producing no paper. No toilet paper, no tissue paper, no paper towels. Imagine living without toilet paper. I mean, I know it sounds very simple, but it is something that most people use every day, and it definitely adds to quality of life. In Venezuela, a lot of people have no toilet paper, but that's not even the worst of it. They also have no food. They're starving to death, literally starving to death, eating zoo animals, eating their neighbor's pet cats, dogs, eating anything that they can catch, squirrels and pigeons, rats, you name it. That's what they're eating now. Why is this the case? Because the government took over the food production factories and ran them into the ground. So when these people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, when they say no profits, this is what they mean, that government runs everything, because to them, profits are evil. You can't let someone make money, because that would be inequality. That would be unfair to let one person make more money than another person. So to make everybody equal, people like her and socialists and communists, they want to drive everybody into poverty, because poverty pretty much hits everybody equally. If you're starving and your neighbor's starving, you are now equal in the eyes of Democrats. And of course, there's always the Democratic elite, the Hillary Clintons of the world, right? The, I don't know, Senator, who are some of the Democratic senators? Schumer, people like that, Joe Biden. These people are never starving to death. These people don't run out of toilet paper. So they always protect their elite positions, but at the same time, they are thrusting the country into starvation and mass poverty, destitution, desperation. So when Ocasio-Cortez says no profits, she means government taking over and seizing all private sector businesses, that the government would run McDonald's. Can you imagine that the government would run Facebook? That the government would outlaw business innovation, would outlaw entrepreneurship, would outlaw competitive wages, would outlaw Wall Street investing? I mean, this woman is insane. And the leftists who support her are insane. They are deranged. It's a little bit hilarious because leftists, like I said before, like the people in Venezuela who voted for Maduro and who voted for the guy before, I forgot his name, Chavez. Yeah, Chavez. those people who voted for them, they got exactly what they deserved because they voted for socialists slash communists. They voted for these totalitarian radical left-wingers to take over the country and destroy the free market system and put in price controls. And it always ends in starvation because you have food shortages when you have price controls. Price controls don't work. When you clobber the free market economic mechanisms, you get poverty for everyone because you punish producers. You punish innovation. You punish efficiencies. Go read Atlas Shrugged, for God's sake. Go read Atlas Shrugged so you know what I'm talking about if you haven't read it already, or listen to the audiobook version. Ayn Rand, I don't agree with everything she said, but she was on the money with Atlas Shrugged. She knew what she's talking about. It's a long book. You might want to read the short version. It's kind of like trying to read the full version of Lord of the Rings, the most boring, epic, like fluffery imaginable, written in a time when time had no value, I guess. You got to read the short version of Lord of the Rings. You don't want to hear about Hobbit small talk. Same thing with Atlas Shrugged. Just get the short version so you get the essence of it. I mean, both of them great books, important books, but written in a time when people had nothing to do except sit around and read for 8 hours. Seriously, it's amazing. All right, now, and I know this because I've read both books cover to cover. Oh my God, I will never do that again. Okay, life is too short. Time is precious. Now, speaking of precious time, let's move on here because I got to wrap this up. The second thing is no prisons. So Cortez says no prisons. Well, wait a minute. What's the function of a prison in a civil society? It's to isolate violent criminals, rapists, murderers, drug runners, pedophiles, child traffickers from the rest of the population so that those criminals can't hurt people. Ocasio-Cortez says that that's a bad idea. There should be no prisons. And why does she say that? Because she says, well, it's minorities who are in prisons. Well, has it ever occurred to her that people who are in prison are the people who are committing the crimes? I mean, for God's sake, here. You know, I know there are some cases where, like, the legal system punishes people for being black when it comes to, you know, certain types of cocaine possession versus crack possession and so on, and I don't agree with that, and I don't agree with the criminalization of marijuana at all. But when you get to categories like violent murderers and rapists and people who are robbing homes and that kind of thing, it's the people who are committing the crimes who are in prison. What their minority or majority status is not our concern. We got to isolate the violent people from the rest of society. The prisons serve a function. And if you think prisons are a bad idea, then you haven't seen society when there's total chaos and lawlessness. Because in that society, gangs run everything and they rape with free will. They just break into anybody's homes and just rape everybody. Or anybody they want to rape. They murder, they loot, they rob, they steal. That's the society that Cortez wants. And you know what? That's the society that kind of resembles Venezuela once again. I think Cortez loves Venezuela. She thinks that that's an awesome outcome. That would be great for America, she thinks. Get rid of prisons and get rid of all private enterprise. Just have government run everything, but shut down all the prisons. And now finally, just, I guess, let all the felons free. This is what Democrats are now pushing in America. If you ever needed a reason to vote against Democrats, this is it. Like, if you don't want to be raped and murdered, vote against the Democrats because they actually believe this stuff. They think that they should shut down prisons. And finally, they also think they should shut down borders. They think that borders are a bad idea. There should be no borders. Well, wait a second. What's the function of a border? Well, to keep bad people out of your country. I mean, you welcome legal immigrants, but you don't want the murderers, rapists, child traffickers, drug smugglers, pedophiles, whatever, in your country, do you? So you have a border system where you do a little background check on people, you know? These same leftists that are demanding background checks for people to buy a handgun, they don't want any background checks on who comes into your country and gets to vote. Unreal. These people are insane. Completely, utterly insane. But this is what they're calling for now. No borders, no prisons, no profits. This is the mantra of the left. So if you don't want to be raped by violent criminals, if you don't want your city to be overrun by criminal, illegal drug gangs, if you don't want your business seized by the government And if you don't want to live in abject poverty, starvation, and desperation, you should vote against Democrats, because that is what they stand for. And this is now the rising sector of the Democrat Party. This is the new Democrat Party. This is what they believe in. And on top of that, they believe in hatred, bigotry, and racism. And they attack people for who they are. They attack people for having white skin. They attack people for their religious beliefs. They attack people in the restaurants and in movie theaters and on the streets. They scream and shout at them. Intolerant bigots are leftists now. And that's why you got to vote against them and keep these deranged lunatics out of power. Ocasio-Cortez needs to be shown the exit door. Someone like that, deranged lunatic, 28-year-old who doesn't know anything, but she thinks communism is awesome, she should be shown the exit door. Do not ever let an insane woman like that have power over you, or an insane man. It's not about gender, man or woman. If they have those belief systems, don't let them have power over you, because they'll take everything you own. They'll seize your business, seize your land, seize your bank accounts, seize your gold. They'll take everything from you and have you living in starvation. They'll seize your weapons, everything. That's what they will do. So keep that in mind. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.